Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Never think that the devil is just after your individual failure. You know, many people say, well, you know, it was just something I did. It had nothing to do with anybody else. You know, I didn't hurt anybody else. We didn't hurt anybody else. That's a lie. Because anything the devil gets you to do is not just for your personal failure. It is to hurt other people. He's always plotting to bring about as much damage to other people as he possibly can. Listen to what it says in 1 Corinthians 21 in verse 1. It says, now Satan, plotting evil against Israel, put into David's mind the impulse to take the number of Israel. Now God, he forbid the kings of Israel to number their troops because he wanted them to depend upon him and not upon their numbers. David knew that, but because of pride, he did it anyway. He called his general, Joab, one of the commanders of the troops, and he said, go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan. Then report back to me so I'll know how many troops we have. But Joab replied, may the Lord increase the number of his people 100 times over. But why, my lord the king, would you want to do this? We are all God's servants and your servants. Why must you cause Israel to sin? So he confronted David and said, you know this is a sin. And listen, it goes on to say, but the king insisted that the census be taken. So Joab obeyed the king, went throughout all of Israel, and he counted the people. The Bible next says, God was very displeased with the census. And as a result, he punished Israel for it. Then David said to God, I have sinned greatly by taking the census. Please forgive my guilt for doing such a foolish thing. See, the Bible clearly reveals the devil was the one who influenced David to disobey God. This is what I'm trying to tell you. The devil is trying to use you. He is going to give you suggestions to do things that some of the things you know they're not right. But you'll just feel strong. I'm just going to do it anyway and hope it comes out right or whatever. In David's case, he knew it was wrong, but because of pride, he did it anyway. See? But now this is what I want you to see. David's sin brought judgment on the people. See, whenever the devil uses you, it is not just to hurt you. It's always to hurt other people. The Bible says, the Lord allowed a plague upon Israel and 70,000 people died as a result. Pride was the door that allowed the devil to use the king. And folks, it'll be the door that he'll use you as well. You have got to stamp pride out of your life. You have got to ask God to help you in that area of your life. Pride was also the door that allowed the devil to use Peter as well. In Matthew 16 and 15, Jesus had asked his disciples, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. Jesus said, you are blessed, Simon, for this was not revealed to you by God, but my Father, which is in heaven. And then God says that in his word that Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem and he had to be killed by the elders and the chief priest. But he would raise again on the third day. Well, at this, the Bible says, Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. Now, imagine rebuking God. If that's not pride, I don't know what it is. You are going to rebuke the Lord? He saw the miracles he did. He just said he's the Son of God, and now he's correcting the Son of God. Pride will make you crazy. He said, Lord, this will never happen to you. He had just heard from God, but now he had heard from the enemy. Be very careful to the voices that you listen to. How do we know God is talking to us? We know because whatever God tells us will line up in this Bible. Recently, there was a minister. He had been in an affair with one of his congregation members for about 4 years. And the daughter told about it when it broke to the media and said, he had told my mother that it was all right with God. They were soulmates. God had put them together. This was really the will of God. Folks, listen. Unless the Word of God confirms what you're hearing, that is not true. You need to understand this, especially if you receive a personal word or if you believe somebody, you better make sure it matches up with what the Bible has to say. Jesus quickly turned around to Peter and said, get away from me, Satan. Now, who had just spoken to him? Peter. But Jesus went right to the source of the information. He said, devil, get away from me. Now, listen to what he says, because this is very interesting. He said, get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view, not from God's. People, remember this, remember this, remember this. How you know the devil is influencing you is because he will always talk about your personal benefit in a situation. He will not ever talk about the Word of God and what it says. Some people say, well, we're in love, so since we're in love, we live together. We express our loves. God is all about love. He wants us to express our love. No, that's not the Bible. The Bible says if you love someone and you want to be intimate, you should first be married. I just challenge people listening to me, wherever you're listening, if you really love that person, why won't you marry them? It's not trying on a shoe or a dress or a suit. If that person is a person who is worthy for you to love intimately, that person is a person worthy of marriage. The Bible says, humble yourself before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. But what makes the devil run? It's your humility. It's not your pride. It's not stick up your dukes, devil. We're gonna go right now. Jesus said, I got power over you. No, no. Even though you have power, it's your submission to God that gives you the power over the enemy. If you are not submitting to God and obeying God, the devil's not going to listen to you. He's going to laugh in your face. You can say, devil, I rebuke you. He's going to say, I rebuke you back. Because your power comes through your submission to God. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Then he will flee from you. In fact, humility will cause God to acknowledge you and use you. In Numbers chapter 12 and 3, it says that Moses was very humble, more than all of the men who were on the face of the earth. God chose Moses because of his humility. The Bible also says that humility will bring God's favor and promotion into your life. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 5, it says, all of you serve each other in humility, for God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. One of the keys to the anointing and the power of God being used by God is humility. Listen to what it says in Isaiah 57 and verse 15. The high and the lofty one, speaking about God who lives in eternity, says, I live in the high and the holy place, and with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore crushed people and the spirit of the humble. If you want the anointing of God on your life, you have to walk in humility. You have to be submissive to God. You have to obey God. The Bible tells us in John 3:30 that he must increase, but I must first decrease. Now, another way that the devil will attempt to use you is by withholding your finances from the work of the Lord. The article about Robert Hansen, when the FBI asked him, what was your motivation? He never for stealing, betraying the government for treason. He said that basically I did it for money. I only did it for money. I needed money. See, you've got to understand, folks, that the devil knows what your weakness is. In this case, his weakness was money. Satan used Judas for the same reason, because of his love for money. In John 12:14, it says, Judas Iscariot, who would to later betray Jesus, objected when the woman poured the perfume over Jesus. He said, why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. But the Bible says he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the money bag and he would help himself whenever he wanted to. The Bible says later on in Matthew 26:14, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest and said, what are you willing to give me if I hand Jesus over to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time on, he sought to betray Jesus. But when we look even further in Luke 22:3, it says, then Satan entered Judas called Iscariot. See, you have to understand something, folks. The devil is trying to use you. You know, the worst betrayal is a betrayal from somebody that is closest to you. Judas was one of the 12, handpicked by Jesus, and he betrayed him. The devil is always trying to infiltrate your closest friends, even into your family, so that he can influence someone to do something that will hurt you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's Word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your Word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, we're talking now about giving. The Bible says that the devil will influence us, and one of the ways he does it is for us not to give. Listen, folks, when you don't give to God, as it says in his word, you're being used of the enemy. Now, listen, he doesn't care about the fact that you save some money to pay your bills, or you're going on a vacation, and or you just don't even believe in tithing. He doesn't care about that. He wants to keep as much money away from building the kingdom of God as possible, because he wants souls to be lost. And Matthew 3 and 8, it says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." Folks, one poll said only 3% of American Christians actually give a full 10% of their income. The Barner Research Group reveals that the national tithing rate has dropped to the lowest level in 10 years now. By his estimation, approximately 4% of Americans practice tithing. That is a 40% decline. The devil is using a lot of people. I don't know, he may be using you. The devil uses Christians when they display racial and social prejudice. And I'm going to pick up this next week, but I've just got to touch on this today, folks. Because I thought I could do this in one teaching. Oh my goodness. I found so many ways in my study that the devil uses us to bring destruction upon other people, to hurt other people, and to hurt our own destiny, to stop God's will and God's plan, and for people to really believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now listen, God loves the whole world. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world." In fact, in the Bible, Jesus would cross all of those economic and social lines and racial lines. He would go and he would visit with the tax collectors, and they called him a friend of sinners and tax collectors. A tax collector was really like the worst person you could be, you know, because he was taking money out your pocket, you know, back in those days. God expects us to love regardless of social status, gender, nationality. It's important that you do not compromise your spiritual values. Jesus never did, and nor should you. Listen, Jesus said in John 13 and 34, "A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." Now, the devil even influenced and used the Apostle Peter to enforce racial prejudice. See, Jewish tradition dictated that Jews were not supposed to engage in table fellowship with Gentiles. Peter knew better. In fact, God had used him to preach to the Gentiles, and it was because of his ministry to the Gentiles that God began to move and establish Gentile churches. However, when he was around a group of Jewish brethren, he compromised. How many of you compromise your spiritual values, what the Word of God says, based upon who you associate with at a particular time? I don't know. I just asked the question, but you don't have to raise your hand. But this is what happened to Peter. Galatians 2 and 11, the Apostle Paul is writing this, and this is what he said. "Now, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men from James, he would eat with the Gentiles." Now, the certain men from James were all Jewish men. "He would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him. Even Barnabas was carried away, and they were all hypocrites. And when I saw that they were not following the truth of the gospel message, I confronted Peter in front of them all." Don't you love Paul? He said, that's not the word of God. Why are you acting prejudiced against your brothers in Christ? Folks, God demands us to love everyone. The division among Christians undermines our witness for Christ. You listen, our gifts and our efforts without demonstrating God's love to people are meaningless. The Bible says so in 1 Corinthians 13 and 1. It says, if I could speak with all languages of the earth and angels, but don't love others, I would be only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of the secrets of God's plans and I possess all knowledge and if I had such faith that I could remove mountains, but I didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my own body, I could boast of it. But if I didn't love others, I would be gaining nothing. See, the Bible says, Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. See, love is our Christian badge of discipleship. If you don't love everybody without a difference, you need to question whether or not you're a Christian. See, God hates social prejudice and division, and he will judge it. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4 and 17, for the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of the Lord. See, love unites us. It doesn't divide us. According to the latest data from the Pew Forum of Religion and Public Life, it says, although Christianity teaches acceptance regardless of skin color, American churches are still largely segregated. Especially when it comes to black and white integration. Now, not here, thank God. I said not here, praise the Lord. But other places. More than 90% of mainline churches in America are white, and 81% of evangelical churches are white. Purely white. Not integrated. Do you understand? They're segregated. Additionally, more than 90% of historically black churches are only attended by African Americans. Can I just say something? There will be no segregation in heaven. There will be no segregated meetings. You won't be able to go to the throne and just find one race. There's no segregated meeting in heaven. Where do you think you're going? It's not heaven. See, God will judge us by his standards, not our own. See, when God talks about love, he's talking about agape love, unconditional love. God loves us all. Now, when people do not change according to the word of God, and unfortunately there are many who say they're Christians, but they don't follow God's word, they're used of the enemy to make people feel like Christianity is a sham. Jesus said, love everybody. But when you go into our churches, clearly there's a problem. I gave you the percentages. They are very high, folks. One day we're going to all stand before the Lord and give an account for whether or not we allowed Satan to use us, especially in this area. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 21, and I end with this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Listen, if you are a holdout and you have a problem with someone else racially or their social economic status, you may call yourself a Christian, but Jesus said, I don't know you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Tell the Devil No, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out. Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.